Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Coaches.
Ugster.
And Matt Man.
All right, we've got quite a podcast ready for tonight. Starting off with Marvel's fans might have to say goodbye to James Gunn again. But hold your rage. Okay, after reading this article, you quickly learn that it's not really something that's a threat. It's more or less, he's doing a movie for Marvel, and he's also doing some for DC. He has more creative liberty with the DC movie. It goes more into his wheelhouse of darkness.
All right.
Twisted humor kind of stuff. And so,
do we know what the DC movie's gonna be?
Suicide Squad. It's the reboot of Suicide Squad.
Ooh.
You didn't know that?
No.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah, we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's doing Suicide Squad before he comes back to Marvel to do...
Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy. So, the whole point of this article is basically, he might choose to just not... He might choose that after Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3...
Not come back to
not
Marvel.
Not go back to Marvel.
Which, so, that's... I mean... Okay. Just give us Guardians of the Galaxy 3, please.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go. Oh.
So, it basically, yeah, this entire article is basically saying he might prefer the darker route.
The darker
DC
route.
Has.
Well, I can't wait.
Also, apparently a cut endgame scene was going to show Captain America getting beheaded by Thanos.
What?
But instead, they had Thanos beheaded by Thor.
Okay.
So, that's...
Well, then.
Disney makes the idea...
makes the choices.
So, yeah. Basically, yeah, the entire article's about whether or not James Gunn will decide to...
All the world wouldn't have been able to oogle Captain America's ass if that would happen.
But sticking in the realm of controversial, so recently a tweet... I'm just going to skip it until I find the tweet in question. There. Lissa Wong reportedly said, "Fuck Stanley, so what if he's dead? He's still a racist thief and an appropriator of culture, just like the jerk Tobolsky. If I ever work in Marvel, I'll tear down as much of Stan Lee's legacy, or so-called legacy, as possible." Which is a fake tweet. A bunch of people are using it as reasoning, but further you look into it, it's just, yeah. And apparently they're also using this weird reply that says, "Yeah, fuck Stan Lee and Jack Kirby for creating Black Panther. And they're white. Fuck Nam McGregor for writing Black Panther's early solo stories because he was white. Fuck Chris Claremont for introducing a Native American mutant in X-Men without being Native American." Yeah.
Nice.
So, Lissa Wong recently came out on July 31st in 2019 and tweeted out, "Hey folks, I've been seeing some tweets circulating that are falsely attributed to me. Those are not my words. I have enormous respect for Stan Lee and his legacy, and I wouldn't be working for Marvel if I didn't."
Well, that's good.
So basically,
people are just
to the idiots raging over her tweet, do your fucking research ahead of time. Because if you actually go into Lissa Wong's account and backtrack to when the supposed tweet was released...
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. There's no tweet, deleted or otherwise, saying that.
Okay.
Because there's ways to go back and look at people's deleted tweets, too, because it's the internet, and nothing's deleted forever. So, yeah. November 2018, there's nothing there. Deleted or otherwise. So, yeah. So, as my friends like to point out, whenever I rage, put away your rage boners and move on.
Keep it in your pants.
Rage! So, I don't know.
Fatality.
Okay, don't smash.
Shut up. So, you know, that just goes along with people being way too fucking...
Anal?
Snowflakey when it comes to comic books. Or anything in general. Just get over it. It's... Like James Gunn's tweets that he got told for... Or saying years ago.
Yeah, well over a decade ago, in fact.
It's like, get over yourselves, okay? It's not as big of a deal as you're making it out to be. Anyways.
Yeah, and the thing with that, too, is he apologized for it back then.
Yeah.
But who cares? It's not as much fun as the...
But you know what?
Like, rage at what was said, not the apology.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just want to start out that with that quick little bit of
correcting
the internet before we move on to the happier stories of Marvel. Because let's face it, we don't talk about DC around here.
No. That just reminded me of a comic on XKCD. Guys sitting in a computer, word balloon coming from off panel says, "Honey, you coming to bed?" "I can't. Why not?" "Because somebody on the internet is wrong."
I see that as Cade.
In the future.
Certainly.
In the future? Now. I just dedicated the first 5 minutes of the podcast to it.
First five? You're going to do that for the rest.
I mean, probably, but still.
Moving on.
So, moving on to the fact that...
I got it. I know how that fake tweet happened. But you're not going to believe it.
Will I? Or will we?
Let me guess. That's something to do with a rat walking across a keyboard.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
He knew how to Photoshop.
Marvel's... Okay, so Marvel's the Falcon... And the Winter Soldier.
Pinky, the brain.
Marvel's The Falcon and the Winter Soldier will reportedly revolve around government not wanting Sam Wilson to be Captain America.
Of course not.
So.
Alright.
As a writer, however it's possible he got close to the script. So, I mean, that's pretty much all there is to this is somebody said that might be what is going on.
Are we still gonna watch?
Are we not gonna see much?
No.
Superhero action going on in this one, or
probably
what?
Not. I mean, we're going to see a lot of paperwork.
No, we're probably going to see the government hunting after Sam Wilson and
Bucky. You know, neither one of them signed the Sokovia Accords.
No,
if that's even a thing anymore after the snappening.
Nope.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean,
or the unsnappening.
I don't even think it's a drop of the bucket compared to the snappening.
Yeah.
I might use somebody else's Disney Plus account, because I know I'm going to have friends that will have Disney Plus. So I might use somebody else's Disney Plus account to watch it. I'm not paying Disney $6 a month for their streaming service, because they're taking...
In everything.
Anyways. So...
I'm down to
I'd be down to see Sam and Bucky get hunted by the government for the shield.
Have to keep an eye out for the Johnny Law.
Yep. I mean, also... I almost feel like it'll have some kind of racist undertones to it. The government...
What?
I mean, government not wanting Bucky, or not wanting Sam to be Captain America.
What? Government being racist? What? Get out of town!
Black sheriff. Okay. Why not? They work in blazing saddles.
All right. Also... Avengers Endgame director addresses of Captain Marvel, sorry, is more powerful than Thor.
If anybody knows a link to Superpower Beatdown, please put that on there.
What do you mean? You don't know the link?
Hmm?
You don't know the link to Superpower Beatdown?
I do.
Oh, you're saying that. If
you need to put that on.
Gotcha. Yes. Right. It's interesting to see the Avengers with Captain Marvel. I think that she dimensionalizes them in a really great way, just from pure power standpoint and what her abilities are. Joe said before adding, if you're talking about a collection of heroes and you're going to go face Thanos, who we believe still has the gauntlet, she is as powerful, if not more powerful than Thor, and you suddenly have no hope again, because they all know what happens at the end of the last movie. He walked through them like they were paper.
Yeah.
So I like how he nonchalantly kind of says, she's powerful. Possibly as powerful as him, if not more powerful. He doesn't directly say what his answer is. Which, I mean, if you're going off the comic book standpoint, honestly, she's more powerful than Thor.
Yeah.
I mean, Thor is a badass Norse god, but... I'm gonna have to give it to Captain Marvel.
In the movie, Captain Marvel has her power from Soul Stone, or the Space Stone.
Yeah, Space
Stone. Mm-hmm. But in the comics, hers is from a Kree bomb of some kind.
Explosion.
Yeah, there's an explosion or something. Not connected to the thing.
A plane crash, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Some kind of sabotage.
Yeah, that space drive thing.
And he saved her life.
But yeah, it was that space drive thingy in her airplane. That blew up.
I never read the actual thing. I'm only going off of half-remembered synopses from books that I read years ago.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would definitely say that Cap Marvel's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways. Basically, she went through a giant spaceship.
Yep. Anyway, so recently on, I want to say, Instagram. Yeah, on Instagram, Ryan Reynolds put out a Phase 5 reveal of Deadpool 3 coming up on Phase 5. Which, basically.
Why has he got a picture of that shitty Deadpool?
Yeah.
Do not
what
ask.
A jerk.
But yeah.
Investigation heading into year 5, or as I call it, phase 5. The point is, I love conspiracy yarn. Leak. Leak anniversary. Yep. So, I don't know. That's...
Ryan Reynolds.
Although...
I hope so.
Although, at the same time, he's saying leak anniversary, which I'm pretty sure didn't it come out around this time of the...
It's a thing for the anniversary of the leak of that, the test footage.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was going to say.
The first Deadpool movie.
Hmm.
Which was...
Huh.
Which, I mean, I guess they're getting the Phase 5 thing, being MCU using phases instead of whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Who knows?
But yeah, so...
Trolling.
That's how people are...
get those fanboys trolling.
Speculating.
All the time.
He seems like a fucking master of it, so...
Although, as soon as you,
realize...
Move past that, Ryan Reynolds just trolled fans about Marvel's Deadpool 3 launch. Which, yeah, it's just talking about the same story, picture. And it's just great. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean...
And Ryan Reynolds got us all.
If you go on his Instagram, it's just kind of funny, because you see all these little strings attaching everywhere. And I like how people are using it as definite leaking of the MCU reveal.
Yeah.
No. What? No. Just no.
Well,
no.
That, and if you look at the top of the center picture of Deadpool up there,
it says 5 years ago.
Who leaked 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Inside job, 70% for sure. 70% sure, not me.
Only 70%, huh?
Yeah.
Inside job. The smoking gun.
Yeah. I don't know. People are just... I think people
Betty
are just
White.
Looking
Betty
way
White
too.
It was totally Betty White.
Totally Betty White.
I'm 100% confident it was her.
Right up in the corner.
Name Blake Lively. That's Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then there's Hugh Jackman in here. And
Deadpool.
He's
has...
definitely not going to be a Phase 5. Sorry to let you guys down, but that's just not going to happen.
And then...
So what is Betty White going to be doing?
Outliving us all.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Betty White's definitely going to outlive everybody. She was playing old lady characters before most of us were even born.
Yeah.
Most of us.
She was in Golden Girls.
You number one, sir.
Oh, so sad.
And,
you number one two time.
Oh, two time, one time.
How about one... something happy for us?
Ooh. Moving on past that, we've also got some news to confirm something we've already talked about a couple times on the podcast, which is Marvel has plans for Galactus and Tyrant in the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
Which are two very powerful characters, and I can't wait to see them. As long as they're done right and not done like the original Galactus is in the fucking shitty movie.
I'm sure most people know
I'm
about who the fuck is Tyrant?
Let me... Tyrant played a role in the early 90s Silver Surfer runs with legendary Ron Lim art, and interacted with other Cosmic Marvel characters such as the Surfer, Beta Ray Bill, and Gladiator, all of which could possibly appear in the MCU in the future. Obviously, the big question is... Okay, that didn't really clarify who the fuck he is, but okay.
Scroll up some, because I think there was something about it.
Okay. Oh, Tyrant is an interesting choice to go with. Created by Ron Lim, Ron Mars, and Tom Christopher during the early 90s run of Silver Surfer. Tyrant is a creation of Galactus, who went rogue and became a villain. He and Galactus had an epic war that destroyed entire galaxies before Galactus exiled him to the deep space. All right.
Basically one of Galactus' villains.
So wait, we're not getting the Fantastic Four
yet
for this phase. He's already come out and said that. Next. But what if Tyrant's the big bad, and then Galactus comes in next?
Because Tyrant came to see what happened with the snap.
Well, that, and there's no saying how long whatever arc they've got going is going to only last for Phase 4.
Yeah.
I mean, it took them three phases to get through the Infinity Saga.
Oh, okay. Really sure so
they were doing that until they were almost until Avengers.
Well, if these guys can feel the snap, who the fuck else is going to feel the snap?
Okay, I mean, we'll
everybody.
That.
Everyone felt it.
Yeah.
The entire
Well, because half the universe died. Hmm.
But I also want to point out, they didn't specify that they weren't going to do a big villain story arc. They just said that they weren't going to do a phase long, like, a villain over this next phase. So, you could be right on the whole...
Yeah, he could show up phase 5.
Whole multi-phase story arc
thing. Yeah.
I'm definitely excited because I really want to see this unfold.
I would definitely want to see how.
That sounds so good.
And that would not be in the Eternals, no, right?
The Eternals?
Might be too soon for it to be. If it's coming out next Eternals year.
Maybe a hint at one of these guys.
Maybe.
Maybe you'll show
it.
We'll probably only see hints throughout the entire phase.
You'll see his fart cloud.
Isn't he one of the Sentinels?
No.
Sentinels
was not.
Oh, yeah, Living Tribunal or someone.
Say, Living Tribunal is basically second in charge of all of existence, period. Question, no question.
Yeah.
Period, exclamation point, all stop, full stop.
But yeah, same I don't know.
Hashtag.
I could definitely see this working out.
Pound sign.
I'm ready. This is so good to hear. I'm really excited to start hearing some casting choices for the Fantastic Four and for the X-Men and such. And speaking of casting choices, there was a huge announcement, or
maybe
rumor, which is that Avengers Endgame directors are on board with Keanu Reeves playing Moon Knight. Fuck yes! I have said sorry about anybody listening with headphones about that loud clap. I'm just excited.
He's not, because he does it all the time.
I do it all the time.
No, sometimes you get mad smack the table, especially when somebody talks about vermin.
Shut up! Anyways, so, obviously, we've talked about this before. I'm so ready to see Moon Knight in the MCU. That is
100%.
Every time we talk about getting a new character into the MCU, I always bring up Moon Knight. Always bring up Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Oh,
it's time for a movie.
Kevin Smith had an interview with the Russo brothers, and turning the question onto the Jay and Silent Bob reboot director writer, the Russos asked whom Smith thinks he could play, who, and when she brought up a fan favorite character that people have been dying to see brought into the MCU, Moon Knight. The Russos are on board with it. And simply saying, good call.
Good call.
So, thank you as always, Kevin Smith, for voicing the world's opinion.
Thank you for not being silent.
Yep. At least he's able to get there and tell them shit like that.
Right?
Man.
Someday we'll make it to that level. Be able to tell their shit. Like, honestly, Keanu Reeves definitely was always going to end up in the MCU eventually. Right now, this is this is the year of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's happening.
He's going to fucking play Shang-Chi.
And the internet will lose their damn minds.
Swear to God, Batman.
Ooh, no. He'll be the Mandarin.
And the internet will lose their minds.
The internet's going to lose their minds over anything.
Lose his mind.
I mean, I definitely will, because, again, I'm not just pissed whenever they misculturize white characters. I'm pissed whenever they misculturize any characters. Make the character the way they're supposed to be in the comics. Don't fuck around.
Mm-hmm. Never.
When a character's been a certain way, keep them that fucking way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Nick Fury's white, not black.
Okay, they changed it in the comics ahead of time.
See that? He's okay with.
They changed it in the comics ahead of time. It was already a canonical factor. They didn't just
change the movies. I explained this last time this came up. They based Nick Fury's, on Sam Jackson for the Ultimates line, not Prime Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
And they didn't make Nick Fury in the Prime Comics the black man that looked like Sammy checks in until after a few of the MCU movies come out.
They still already had a Samuel L. Jackson looking Nick Fury in the
Prime Marvel
comics.
Universe, because in the Prime Maybe Marvel not. Universe he was still the old fart white guy from World War II.
Yeah.
So,
but they don't. So they use all the different
don't universes. Don't be going all, you can't be changing characters. It's never this way in the comic city, it's this way in the movies.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Until a rat steps on your keyboard.
Yes, until a rat steps on my fucking keyboard. Fuck you. Back on the Ransom Rage bullshit. Anyways, so, I think overall there's a lot of good things coming to the MCU.
Hell yes.
I'm excited for it.
I'm still excited for X-Men. Can't wait for that.
I mean, again, it's going to be years before we see them in the MCU. But I'm definitely excited to see who they cast for people. What characters they're going
to
use.
Took years to see Iron Man die.
Okay, nobody wanted that, though.
No.
No.
I spent years going to movie theaters just for that?
I mean...
Yes.
It was definitely a good ride.
And now America's ass is all wrinkly. And droopy.
America's ass is now... Botox.
Thor's rocking a dad bod.
Hulk's Black doing dead. All right.
Yep. Yeah, Hulk's doing all right.
Hulk's doing great.
While we were wife and I were watching Endgame yesterday, I was thinking, I was kind of mad because I was thinking, man, I was pissed that they killed Thanos because, dude's. He's my favorite villain. So I got to thinking, while Thanos had the gauntlet before he destroyed the stones, when at least as far as the comics go, it doesn't really say, go into it in the movies, but at least in the comics, if you got the gauntlet, all six stones, you're basically, for all intents and purposes, you're God.
Yeah.
You're omnipotent, omniscient, whatever. So, he could have seen the future. That's why he, blowed up the stones, because he knew that the Avengers were going to come track him down to get it.
But, no, not...
But,
he specifically says that he destroyed the stones so he wouldn't be tempted by them.
No, so nobody else would be tempted by them.
No, he says in the movie he destroyed them because...
When's the last time you saw the movie?
I'm going to remember the fucking moment.
I saw it yesterday. Dirty hoe. Anyway... Anyway, rat hater.
Dirty ho.
Don't hate on the rat, man. But anyway, I'm just thinking,
we got lucky for that rat.
You knew he was going to die. Say, he saw, possible future he was going to die. So maybe he created a duplicate of himself and stashed, and hit because, or he may have already had a duplicate of himself because it's something he did in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's how he's still managed to be around. In fact, the first six issues of the most recent relaunch of the Guardians of the Galaxy comic series, fucking Marvel, revolves around Thanos' will from having his head lopped off by Gamora.
Hmm.
And,
very nice.
Several cosmic, not necessarily cosmic beings, but... his brother Star Fox and the Imperial Guard from the Shi'ar and Beta Ray Bill, the Cosmic Ghost Rider, They all, and the Guardians of the Galaxy all went to try and track down Gamora because everybody thought that she was how he was going to come back, because according to Thanos' will, that he had his personality was copied in somebody else's head.
Interesting.
Yeah. But nobody knew, and it turns out that it was in his brother Star Fox the whole time.
Spoiler! Speaking of the Guardians of the Galaxy comics, recently revealed that, well, not recently. In a recent comic, they officially made the MCU relationship that's between Quill and Gamora canonical to the comics. So,
you know, it's been off and on anyways.
Yeah. Right, it's been off and on, but it, like, it's an official canonical relationship now.
And at one point, he was also with Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, that was...
Weird.
But, yeah, now it's official. They slept together, and he said, I love you to her, and all that in the comics, so...
I'm thinking because mutants come into...
That's been over for years between them.
It's time to have a name. Okay.
Just making sure.
Speaking of relaunches, I checked out the first two issues of the two miniseries that are relaunching the X-Men franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, from the time that Xavier first thought up the X-Men until now-ish, it's only been 10 years.
Whoa.
That means everything that's happened in the comics from the 60s till now has only occurred over the span of 10 years.
Das fuck?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
How the fuck is that supposed to work?
Oh, also. Kate Russell needs to make some redactions about Ghost Rider. Because, for one, Johnny Blaze isn't even the original Ghost Rider. Because there's another one from the past. He's not the Ghost Rider anymore. I can't remember what he's called him. I think he's called the Phantom Rider.
The Rider.
No, the Phantom's somewhere in there, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember. But he's not called Ghost Rider anymore. It's like...
Pretty sure it was just
the Rider. There was a character, in the Wild West called, that was called Ghost Rider, but it wasn't connected to... Spirit of Vengeance is Arathos.
No, it was like a Scooby-Doo villain type character. He's
all white suit. Yeah.
That's the one.
Changed his name to the Phantom Rider or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Phantom Rider or something like that.
But initially he was called Ghost Rider.
Yeah, he was originally the Ghost Rider. But anyways, Johnny Blaze was
not the Flaming Skull Ghost Rider.
Johnny Blaze was the original Flaming Skull Ghost Rider, and really, with that being the original Ghost Rider, I feel like the curse shouldn't be transferable, and even in the comics, it's not.
Well, was it
Robbie Reyes doesn't
curse, or yes. Was it sell your soul for a kind of thing?
It was kind of both.
Yeah,
because sell your soul it can be.
But
yeah,
it was kind of both because he was just supposed to sell his soul, like how you typically would, where you just die. But Mephisto, no. Mephisto, right? That was the demon's son?
Blackheart is Mephisto's juvenile delinquent. He was the bad guy in the first Ghost Rider.
Right, but Mephisto is the devil, is Satan's son, right? I can't remember. We'll stick with Mephisto. But anyways.
Yeah, Johnny Blaze is the first supernatural Ghost Rider.
Yes. But even in the comics... Going back to my original thing. Even in the comics, Robbie Reyes didn't get it from Johnny Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
He got it because of his uncle's soul, serial killer soul, being inside the car that he stole from his
uncle. Yeah.
It was never about being joined to... It wasn't because Johnny Blaze saw something. No, it wasn't transferred that way. It wasn't even transferred. So fuck you... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for fucking that up, because that would have been a great fucking storyline. Fuck you. So, redacting the part about it needing to be a certain way, not being able... Because, actually, no, not redacting that, but just fixing the fact that that's not even what happened in the comics either.
Maybe.
Because I can, now that I've actually done a little bit more research into it, I can actually respect Robbie Ray's version of the Ghost Rider, because it's not honestly the Ghost Rider, but they're still calling it because the flaming bullshit.
Mephisto is not the son of Satan or whatever. He's you know, based on, well, one, the character is based on, based on Mephistopheles, a demon character from the Faust legend. Hmm. But anyway, he was one of the beings created at the start of the universe, along with all the the embodiments of love and hate. And
well, either way, he disguised himself as the devil,
Lord Chaos. All of them. Well, and then he so he's he's not a son still, per se.
He disguised himself as the devil whenever deal was made, and then
can be.
That's all I really need to focus on.
But yeah, anyway.
Hmm. And there was also three others, and Danny Ketch didn't... I can't remember how he got it, but I don't think it was passed on.
Okay.
And if it was, I'm going to have issues with Danny Ketch.
Let's see. Johnny Blaze was featured in the Ghost Rider series from 72 to 83, and then the subsequent Ghost Rider series from 90 to 98. Bear in mind, I don't have my reading glasses, so, please forgive me if I have a hard time. Anyway, featured Danny Ketch as a new Ghost Rider after his sister was injured by ninja gangsters.
Alright then.
Ketch came into contact with a motorcycle that had somehow been mystically enchanted to contain the essence of A's spirit of vengeance. And then Blaze reappeared in that the same series as a supporting character. And then, And it was later revealed that Danny and his sister were Johnny Blaze's long-lost siblings.
Oh, no.
Blaze again becomes Ghost Rider in the 2000 comic series, succeeding Ketch. And then 2013, Robbie Reyes becomes Ghost Rider as part of the Marvel Now initiative.
Hmm. All right.
Other spirits of vengeance.
And I mean, let's see. There's Alejandra
Jones.
Yeah,
I actually liked her series.
Was Giant Red Skull's dot game? They fucking left out an A. Red Skull's daughter Sin, who had been transformed by the Serpent into the monstrous Scotty. She put up a fight, but Jones couldn't beat Scotty. After that, Adam took control of Jones and used her to defeat
him.
Johnny Blaze had to stop her. No, it wasn't easy. Blaze tried to teach Jones how to be better Ghost Rider. I really wish they had given an explanation on how she became Ghost Rider, because there was... I know she was on, like, an expedition to eat into an Aztec temple, I think? Hold on. I can just pull it up on my computer.
Hold on. Sexual assault.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
There we go. Alright. We don't need ads. Alejandra Owens is the daughter of an American human trafficker and an unknown Mexican woman. Like her brothers and sisters, Alejandra was sold by her father and ended up with Adam in Nicaragua, where she and others orphans were trained within the confines of a temple to become the next Ghost Rider. Adam was later able to convince Johnny Blaze, the current Ghost Rider, to give up the curse. Okay, so this is the one I'm going to have issue with.
What?
You can't just give up a curse! It's not how... I mean, I'm sure that they gave some great explanation on how it happened.
Keep reading.
The current Ghost Rider to give up the curse, Adam, then resurrected the Seeker to choose the next Ghost Rider. Alejandra was chosen and was sent to Dayton, Ohio to fight Scotty, the daughter of Red Skull and the Serpent Serpent's loyal subject. Alejandra put up a good fight but was ultimately defeated. Meanwhile, Johnny Blaze learned from Mephisto that Adam's ultimate goal was to wipe all sin from humanity, effectively turning humanity into mindless, emotionless beings. Blaze, feeling guilty for selfishly giving up the curse, agreed to help him separate the Ghost Rider from Adam. Shortly after Alejandra and Adam returned to the temple, he ordered her to extinguish the sin from her fellow students. When she refused, Adam enslaved her. When Blaze arrived, he and the Seeker, who disagreed with Adam's plans, joined sides to stop him. Adam turned Alejandra into a bomb of sorts that, after exploding, wiped the sin out of everyone in Nicaragua, save for Blaine and the Seeker, grabbed Blaze and used his ability to nullify the Ghost Rider's power to protect him from the blast.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a bad story, but I completely disagree with the idea of Blaze being able to give up a curse.
Does she have a corn as a weapon? Corn huster thing?
A like scythe?
A scythe?
Scythe? Yeah, a scythe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, but yeah, no. I gotta say, like, actually looking into, like, after doing a little bit more research into the Ghost Rider, I don't hate Robbie Reyes' story now that I actually know that it wasn't because Ghost Rider passed on the curse.
Yeah.
I kinda hate Alejandra Jones now, but not entirely. I mean, I'm sure if they gave it a really good explanation on how it happened.
Oh yeah.
Then maybe, but as long as it's not like the way they did it in fucking Robbie Reyes, where it was just
here you go. Like,
here you go. No. It's a curse. It's gonna take a lot of time and effort to fucking pass it along. Fuck you.
You would have to see this.
Is why I don't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is they pull bullets like this.
I haven't seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. since season, I don't freaking remember.
Anyways. I don't know.
But it's just gone downhill.
Yeah, but
I hope they bring in a new storyline for Ghost Rider if they make a movie for him or something.
So. Mm-hmm.
But I'm also excited to see Blade.
Mm-hmm.
How much more of it, if we do see another Ghost Rider, it's going to be Alejandro.
I mean, I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, there's four or five in the comics.
If they have
also,
to.
Since Marvel's so uppity about making the female movies and all.
Also, what they could do is
they
could bring Nicolas Cage back for just a little bit.
I was just thinking that to pass
to
along
go like to
the curse.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If they want to do that, like to just for like a flashback backstory moment or something,
like, just see how
Nick Cage in the Marvel universe, though.
Huh?
I thought you didn't want Nick Cage in the MCU.
For
I mean, not as a new character. For like a 5-minute flashback, I'd be okay with that.
To see him as
to see him pass on the Ghost Rider thing in a good way, not just handing it off like it's a freaking fucking flyer or something. Fuck you. Fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
like
bullshit.
Explosion and
like, I
wanna
see.
Wanted to
see.
Well, if they're going to go find the Seeker, it'd have to be at least 15 minutes worth of Nick.
It'd be okay. I can live with it.
Be able to live do it properly right, rather than just like a
but,
quick in and out done.
Yeah. I mean, they go see Doctor Strange, and that's how they fits the curse.
So, I mean, yeah, that'd be...
We could see.
I'm sure he'd probably be able to break a curse.
As long as the MCU did it all right, then I'd be perfectly fine with it happening. And honestly, again though, if they had done Robert Reyes like they did in the comics with the whole dead uncle instead of the uncle being in prison and falsely accused or whatever bullshit, and actually made him a psycho serial killer.
I didn't pay attention to that.
He did die later on because Robbie killed him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. He tried to use Robbie or whatever. But still.
Yeah.
Which was the whole thing in the comic books was Robbie... Like, he was trying to control Robbie whenever he was the Ghost Rider, and then Robbie fought back.
I mean, I
liked actually doing research. I actually really enjoyed Robbie Ray's original story than I do the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. version.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah.
Also, they used like Doctor Strange portal technique thing with the chain. And
yeah.
I like the fact that they made a separate hell dimension. Like, it's not the HEL hell dimension, it's the HELL hell dimension.
Hmm.
So it's not hell is hell, it's hell.
Hell.
It's your burning lake of fire hell.
Yeah,
yep.
It was hell.
Yeah! But, other than that, I didn't like Robbie Reyes at all, just because it didn't fucking... No, you can't just pass off the Ghost Rider.
Wait, which hell? Talking about the Christian's hell? Or Dante's hell?
I mean, I guess Dante's, because he shows up... Dante is in the Marvel Comics, right?
Are you meaning Dante a character, or are you meaning Dante's Inferno? As in Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno. Dante.
Yeah,
the Inferno Canto?
That's the actual book.
Well, yeah, I know that.
You know, the
character in the MCU.
It's really old. Okay, it's got pages in it.
Okay, but, I mean, so, right, like...
It's pre-internet.
Some of us used to go to this building that had a whole bunch of
them in there. We all know it,
but...
He went to hell to get his wife.
Yes, we all know...
Fuck you!
Okay, we all know Dante's Inferno. But what I'm saying is, like, Dante, from Dante's Inferno, as the character, he's been in the MCU, in the Marvel Comics, hasn't he?
Don't think so.
I guess where there's... I don't know. Because, I mean, also, saying that he's an actual character in a book. Okay, Thor is an actual fucking Norse god, but that didn't stop the Marvel Comic universe from using him. So saying that's an actual character from an actual book doesn't fucking mean shit whenever it comes to comic book characters.
I mean, Lucifer's from...
Yeah, so... fuck your logic.
Still
must
be, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe a rat made me say it.
Anyways, yeah. Moving on to
you know what they say, you only hurt once love.
For the last few minutes, for the last like 20
Dante
minutes.
Pertus.
Anyways, moving on to the last 20 minutes of the podcast, with Spawn being rejuvenated with a new movie. What I thought of a couple other Image Comics characters that I would like to see if they're gonna try to make an Image Comics franchise. One of them being Spider-Man and the Hulk combination, Arachnid.
Oh, yikes.
I want to see this character in a movie.
What?
Why?
I love the concept. That just... I don't know what they could do with it.
Oh.
His name is Arachnid.
I would
he
love
is basically
that.
The mutant version of Spider-Man
Red
if it was
Hulk.
A Hulk.
Red Hulk and Spider-Man? So this just in of 3:30 today, Gwenpool has just striked back. Apparently, she has kidnapped Spider-Man.
Oh. Okay.
To reveal his secret identity to the world.
Spider-Man's secret identity? I want to know his identity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Inferno.
Anyways.
Gentlemen?
It's going to be a limited series called Gwenpool Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Another one I'd like to see is, if they wanted to bring in a Captain America style, is the Super Patriot, which is basically Captain America combined with Terminator. You'll quickly realize that almost every Image comic character is literally just combinations
basically
of other characters.
Bringing...
Mighty Man.
Oh,
I just
no.
love this.
I love it.
Is that Doctor Strange's cape?
It is Doctor Strange's cape.
Yeah, this is great. Die Hard, which is literally like a Captain America meets Deadpool
Spawn.
Meets... No.
Look at the mask.
Nipple. Yeah, no, that's right at the nipple.
Oh.
Meets Iron Man, meets... Yeah, it's a whole concoction of stuff, and I love it. Shadowhawk, which is... It's Batman.
That's Wolverine.
Shaft. Great name, Image Comics. Casey Hack. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Shazam!
It's the female Edward Scissorhands.
From Rob Liefeld. You know, the creator of, co-creator of Deadpool.
Mad Men.
Chapel's one that I would like to see, like, a really badass horror. Yeah, that looks good.
Okay. What?
Yeah, just ignore any of the dragon ones that come up, because they're really fucking dumb.
Savage Dragon.
Oh, God, no, what?
All right.
That would be cool.
Vlad.
Yeah.
Hell ends up with that Art of Glory.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
She looks massively roided out.
But yeah, no. There's a lot of different.
Spawn Downing.
Yeah, you know, there's other people that, just yeah, a bunch of other people that took over his Spawn.
Ricochet.
Yeah, not the right Ricochet, but
the Curse.
Curse looks pretty dope too.
Looks like the Disturbed guy.
Oh yeah.
Also, hold on.
Disturbed guy is designed by Todd McFarlane.
Image Comics. I just want to point out you're a Cougar.
Cougar.
Yeah.
That is literally just a repainted Wolverine. I'm sorry to say.
No.
It is a weird repainted Wolverine Sabretooth combination.
Sabretooth.
It's like if they
it's like
they
if
were the same person.
It's like if Wolverine dance. Just got Sabretooth's claws instead.
Oh yeah.
That's just... great job, Image Comics.
Rock.
Yep. Overlord. Hey, pretty sure that's Doctor like Doom, it. But okay.
I love the codpiece.
That's kick-ass looking Doom, though.
Yeah, these
it's
are
an extra long codpiece, ain't it?
Oh God.
All these are just wonderful.
Cabot?
If anybody listening, if you haven't gone and looked at Image Comics characters...
Matt, some of the characters that I've seen on here, like Madman and Flaming Carrot, I believe those predate Image.
I don't think this is... Even if they did, I'm sure Image Comics got some...
So they might be being published by Image now.
Because this isn't... just soul.
Killcat. Alrighty.
Yeah, if you get the chance, just look up Comic Vine's list of Image characters.
And you'll
it's
see...
It's pure gold comedy.
You'll just see a bunch of just troll.
Again,
there's troll.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, God. Again. Kid Avenger.
Yeah, these are great.
Oh my god.
Image,
please, why? Star. Star looks pretty. Wally.
Yeah, just when you get the chance, jump into the Image Comics bottomless pit. It's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
Alright.
Let's just spend the last couple minutes just discussing what we talked about tonight. I honestly think this was probably one of our better.
Oh yeah.
Podcasts. I really enjoy the topics.
Huh? Kind of flowing.
Not enough rats.
Oh yeah. I think I'm gonna get him a rat for his 21st birthday.
So, that rat will die.
Just put it on his keyboard.
It might change your whole world. You don't know.
Hey, you never know.
Could reshape your whole universe.
Oh hey. We got
done. But,
I'm definitely excited about Phase 4.
Like, I'm excited about all the Marvel projects. I'm slowly getting excited for DC projects, which is a new thing for me. I've never felt that, but...
I mean,
they've got some good things.
Aquaman, Shazam was...
Okay. Wonder Woman was pretty good, too.
I'm excited for Dwayne Johnson's...
Black Adam
to finally get something. Which, still not really any big news on that yet,
we don't know what's... Yeah.
No, has it been confirmed that he's coming as Black Adam, or...
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was confirmed a long time ago, they're just not really...
They're not really saying much about Black Adam.
But it has been confirmed that it is going to happen, and that he is going to be playing Black Adam. They're just not sure when.
Yeah.
I think other news is like
makes me wonder if they're
I'm gonna be very excited about the reboot of Suicide Squad.
I think there was I think Dwayne Johnson said that they had officially began filming.
Is it a reboot or I think just a sequel?
What?
Suicide Squad. You said
yes, it's gonna be a reboot.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Everything I've seen is like it's his reboot. It's not
that's gonna be his version.
Or it's like a softcore reboot. It's like continuing the story, but it's also recasting some characters. Like it's a soft reboot. It's not a full on reboot.
Well, some characters aren't returning for it, anyways.
Yeah. Which I'm okay with that.
Oh. Wait. Oh. May 16th, 2019.
Total reboot.
And then May 21st, or March 21st, 5 days after that article.
Yep. Hold on. Let's...
Oh. Oh, well, Screen Rant is pretty better than...
Okay, hold on. Let's jump into the Screen Rant page. Why Suicide Squad is not a reboot by Derek Stauffer on Screen Rant. Since somebody had to read his name Screen Rant.
Sorry. Ooh, Star Wars 9 theories, huh?
Follow up to 26 has been. Sorry, with the silence here, just kind of silent reading just so I can get just. Alright, so the movie has received a proper title and release date, while a few characters' details about the new Suicide. Suicide Squad will be a complete overhaul of the original film. Wait. However, there... Oh, I missed some words. About the new Suicide Squad team have been reported. However, there's a continually report... Or it's that Suicide Squad will be a complete overhaul of the original film and share nothing in common with original director David Ayer's vision. However, while James Gunn is on Suicide Squad, it is taking Suicide Squad in its own direction and likely adding his very specific voice to the franchise, the new movie isn't a hard reboot. It's still a sequel to the original, just Wonder Woman 1984 is... Oh, just as Wonder Woman 1984 is, despite claims to the contrary, just not a very conventional type.
So it would be... It's still... Sequel, but it's still...
Okay, so yeah, it's still a soft reboot. They're still saying it. Like, it's not a hardcore, fully it's reboot. It's just... There will be certain changes, yada, yada, yada.
Birds of Prey movie, which...
Okay, yeah. See, this is wrong, because we've since learned... Screen Rant's wrong. Not being cast as Deadshot, he's being cast as a new character.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, it's kind of hard to tell what's
it's
going on with that.
It's up in the air.
Oh,
those were some
DC movies. Right. Anyways, also in the realm of movies that where there's been official casting and all that, official announcement but not release date or title of the movie, what's his name? Channing Tatum's Gambit. Like, he's officially supposed to be Gambit. Eventually, they just...
Ooh,
really?
Know when. Well, no, it's like it's been official that he's going to be Gambit for years now.
Yeah.
But it actually sounds like it might be getting scrapped at this point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because of the merger.
Yeah.
Oh.
The MCU could still decide to use him as Gambit.
They should.
He's definitely passionate about the project. He still campaigns for it. So, just like Ryan Reynolds did for Deadpool. So, if he's that passionate about it, I really think they should give him a chance.
Most certainly.
It was the right choice for Ryan Reynolds, right?
Plus that, they'd have to probably have to redo the entire freaking movie anyways, depending on what the story was, how it tied in with Fox's X-Men franchise.
Yeah.
You know, plus with apparently the dismal showing, box office showing for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
That bad, huh?
Apparently, I guess, I think I remember reading somewhere or hearing something that Apocalypse did better.
Ooh. Ouch.
I could be mistaken. I could be wrong about that, but what I understand, it just wasn't very good.
Damn.
You know, it was. I think somebody had read somewhere that it was possibly, you know, a slightly better take on the Dark Phoenix story than X-Men well, 3, but
so,
not by much.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I actually recently watched a game theorist episode, or film theorist episode on why it failed, which is because it was originally, like, they had to change a lot of details about that movie because it was officially being made before Captain Marvel was being made, and there was just a little too many storylines that were coinciding with the Captain Marvel storyline. So they had to change a bunch of stuff so that the MCU could do what they wanted with Captain Marvel, and it just kind of ruined the movie.
Damn.
And all that, and there's a bunch of characters that they hadn't introduced yet that were pivotal in the whole
Dark Phoenix
storyline.
Yeah.
You know, plus a whole bunch of other things, and it's just...
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm okay with this feeling, because, again, I'm ready for the MCU to take over, recast everybody, get new people in there, and do what they do best, which is make their own movies.
Yeah. And make them grand.
I don't... You know, depending on the character, you know, I don't really care if they recast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, depending on which
character. Some of the new ones that they had, I didn't really have a problem with them being who they were cast as.
Yeah. That'd be fun to see Huey come back and be like, hey.
Nope. He's officially said he's...
It's completely done, huh?
Because originally he thought about if...
Even if it was Disney, huh?
Like, because originally he had stated before that he would come back to do Wolverine if it joined the MCU. But after the merger was announced, he backtracked and decided that he preferred to keep the send-off being Logan. He preferred that was his final...
Well, didn't he say Logan was going to be his final appearance anyways before the merger was announced?
Well, he did, but he also said that he would think about coming back to the role if they join the MCU.
Well, thinking about it and saying I absolutely will, or two.
Well, yeah, no. But still, like he said that there was it would be a thought, but then after the merger was announced, he decided that he would clarify that he's not coming back. Even
he
if
had a thought, and that thought was no.
Yeah. But you know, I'm okay with that. I'm excited to see what the MCU does because, again, so far they've made nothing but great choices for casting.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their characters look like they're supposed to, what. Who?
Really?
Who?
You're gonna go this way?
Who?
Again?
Who?
Great casting choices. Baron Mordo not supposed to be a black man.
Okay.
Ancient
okay.
not supposed to
okay.
be a woman.
For key characters. For the main key characters of their...
I'm okay to make Fury be a black man, but everybody else is wrong.
Okay, again, they canonically made him a black man in the comic books. For at least one of the comics. Fuck off.
On what earth?
Huh?
On what earth?
The Ultimate.
Huh?
The Ultimate series. They made Nick Fury black. No. But anyways.
I don't think
other cast choices.
It wasn't black on 616 until after the MCU started.
Yeah. They don't. Okay, but they also don't use solely the 616 storyline.
Young and hot. Come on.
I had issues with that too.
I do.
But they make great casting choices.
With their big characters.
Tony didn't have a problem either.
With their big characters. Captain
He's
America
not
going to
have
great.
Any more problems.
Captain America was a great casting choice. Chris Hemsworth was a great casting choice. Mark Ruffalo was a great casting choice. Robert Downey Jr. was
really
a great casting choice.
I really liked how they did the Hulk CGI.
Mm.
Tell you what, though.
Right? Which point?
From the Avengers on, Hulk's CGI.
So slowly making him more and more...
Well, making him actually look
like
a larger... Hulked out Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that first.
You can see the resemblance.
What the fuck?
You know, between when he's, you know, Bruce Banner and the Hulk, you can still see, you know, he's got, you know, Banner's features.
Yeah.
Whereas every other Hulk that they've done,
it's just a Hulk.
It doesn't look anything like Banner.
Right. Well, as much as I would love to continue this conversation, it looks like we're literally on the precipice of running out of time. We've got less than a minute to wrap up, so might as well just wrap up now.
Do our send
off. Yeah.
This has been a really interesting podcast. I've actually really enjoyed this one. Thank you to anyone that's listening.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah,
come on back.
Hopefully
every
we have
single
more
week.
News.
Later. Bye. See you later. I'll see you next time.